Hi, I'm Alex.
And I'm Tom, and on this special episode of Flash in the Pan, I'm so tired of all these Star Wars.
We grew up in a world of online animation, and we're digging you out for your consideration, bringing you the tunes that made us who we are. Flash in the Pan. Flash in the Pan.
Yeah, me too, honestly. It's been a lot of them at this point.
Yeah. Hi, I'm Tom.
And I'm Alex.
That's true.
That is true.
I'm also Tom, and you're also Alex.
Yes.
And we are coming to you from long, long ago, at least a couple of days.
At least a couple of days, yeah.
In a podcasting studio far, far away, unless you also live in Manchester, in which
There's
case it's...
definitely another... another podcast. You say studio. This is your.
This is
your bedroom.
Yes.
There's actually like a legit podcast studio somewhere in Manchester.
We can't afford
sure.
that.
No, we can't. But someone can.
If you want to help us nice afford it, then please PayPal me money. No questions asked.
Buy my album.
Yeah, there you go. Venmo me.
Just Venmo me £5. That's enough to cover the cost of a podcast studio for about 10 seconds. It's fine.
Yeah, that's enough for a jingle.
We can squeeze that out.
Is that going to be the jingle?
That's going to be the jingle. Squeeze it out.
We can squeeze that out.
And then they boot us out.
Anyway, this is a podcast about Flash animations, as yeah. you might have guessed from the title. Or if you've already listened to our other episodes. If you have, then good on you. If you haven't, what are you doing? What? Come
oh,
on.
Catch
up with the cool kids, Grandad. Well.
it's 2020 almost.
It's almost 2020.
Yeah.
And since it's almost 2020, we are having a special Everything is Free sale over at our website where you can listen to all of our previous episodes for free.
For free? Wow.
Yeah. And you can go to flashinthepancast.com to do that. Isn't that exciting?
That's nice.
Yeah.
I wasn't aware that there was a special end of the year thing because that appears to have been going on for the rest of the year.
Well, maybe this time it's official.
This time... But as soon as January comes up, there's going to be a fucking paywall.
Oh, don't.
You've all been freeloading for too long.
I'm not going to Danganronpa them.
Whoa, wow, that's a
deep cut now.
That just cut me. That's cut me emotionally.
What, are you saying that you're ready to regain your status as a super high school level podcaster?
No, but it has reminded me that I... did cancel my Something Awful subscription a long time ago and have felt only better for it every year further away I get from that.
Speaking of semi-obsolete internet websites, we're going to go to Newgrounds for a trio of delicious Star Wars flavoured animation special things.
There's a Star Wars coming out. It's Christmas time. That means Star Wars is happening.
Yeah, so in honour of the long-awaited... and upcoming Star Wars Episode X.
That's Episode 9 for those of you that don't know Roman.
Yep. we're going to watch three of the most popular and most requested Star Wars flashes, and we're going to be starting with an absolute belter. It is called The Jedi Song by Pox, and we're going to watch it right now.
The Force is all around us. It'll be there when you die.
Yeah. Rock and roll.
Yeah, absolutely.
Rock and roll.
Yeah, I was immediately enamored by that because it plays up to my sensibility.
It's very good. It's a proper late 60s psychedelia rock song.
It's a fucking wah-wah guitar solo.
Oh, yeah.
They're just great.
Yeah, it's very Doors.
Yeah.
It's very Cream.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. And it's just a good song.
Mm.
And a completely original song as well.
Yeah, definitely.
Clearly a pastiche of, you know, the 60s styly.
Well, yeah.
But Like the lyrics and the tune, that's all original and performed by the animator and a couple of friends, which is pretty cool, I think.
That is pretty cool. Did they physically get together to do it, or was it like...
I believe so.
Cool. All right, yeah.
Yeah, so you hadn't seen this before?
I feel like I probably saw it once, like a really long time ago, but... Right.
I mean, this is back from the mists of 2005.
Yeah, I may have seen it back then, but I haven't seen it again or thought about it since then.
Yeah, so we're starting off with just like, it's just a little celebration of Jedi-ness, and with a lot of very, very bad and pleasant puns.
I enjoyed
the Force, which is just a picture of a horse with an F next to it.
I enjoyed like what kind of looked like maybe slightly like animutation inspired images to convey words that are being said.
Yeah,
that was neat.
I do like the one. I think one of the things that dates this the most is the use of a Photoshop montage.
Yeah,
we get a lot of Star Wars and Wizard of Oz crossover Photoshops, which are they're just quite nice. They're very pleasant.
Yeah.
You know, like C-3PO and R2-D2 at the gates of Oz. You know? Yeah. Darth Vader with the flying monkeys. And then right at the end, you've got the Force ghosts of...
what was it? It was Anakin, Obi-Wan,
and Gilda the Good Witch.
Of course, yeah. You remember when she shows up at the end of Return of the Jedi?
Yeah. And it's very pleasant. The animation itself is pretty minimal, but I think they do pretty well with what they have. You've got the slightly creepy lip sync mouths in the Jedi robes, which looks a lot like just a bunch of Dementors are singing at you.
It does a little bit, and it doesn't exactly convey like, oh, these are the good guys. It kind of feels like, because Emperor Palpatine's the one who's got his hood pulled right down so you can't see half his face.
That's true. Although, I mean, are the Jedi the good guys, really?
Oh, God, if we're going to get into like the politics of the Jedi and the Sith, we're going to be here all fucking night.
If you have opinions on whether the Jedi are the good guys, then please email in to flashinthepancast@gmail.com and we will do our best to ignore it.
I don't mean that.
Please, like, email in if you want, because this is always an interesting conversation.
I know that I've seen a bunch of stuff online where people are like, the Jedi kind of feel analogous to like the cops, the police.
I mean, to quote Anakin Skywalker, from my point of view, the Jedi are evil. So
never mind. Let's throw all that whole
from the mouths of babes out.
Let's throw that whole thing out, because everything he fucking says is just can be disregarded. He says, "I hate sand."
No spoilers. No spoilers for the next cartoons we're looking at.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It feels quite dadly.
Yeah,
you know,
it's very
and
well,
not just the fact that it's, you know, like 60s rock,
dad rock,
but also like, just the puns and like the very light humor.
Yeah,
you know, it's good natured. It's the kind of things that like you'd sing in the car on a long trip.
Absolutely. It kind of it feels to me like something that might be submitted for a song competition. That's just the general vibe I get from this.
Yeah, I get
it. It's very lo-fi and kind of amateur, but also a definite demonstration of actual musical talent as well.
I think so, yeah. And as it says in the description to this upload on Newgrounds, the video was made primarily to showcase the song.
Yeah.
And to showcase the talents on show, which I think is pretty cool.
It definitely does that, yeah. I mean, the only place where I'm like, ooh, is like the... at certain points the audio peaks like quite badly.
Oh, it does.
But apart from that, the song slaps.
Like, I agree with that. If I
was reviewing this, I'd be like, it's a good song. Apart from like you need to improve your audio quality a little bit, but it's a good song.
Yeah. I mean, I even wrote down a super catchy and righteous solo outro.
It's very like, I think the solo might be the best part.
It's very good.
Along with the the incredibly catchy chorus, which is just la la la.
Yeah, my favorite part is where the lyrics mention the universe, and it's just a really lo-fi map around Worthing.
Oh yeah, that caught me off guard too. I was like, wait, what? the universe, but like part of, where is that? South England?
Yeah.
So was this a...
The Wastes of Sussex.
Is this British made then?
Extremely.
Yeah.
As so I'm going to... I think we're going to pivot slightly into the Flash.
Ah.
And I can tell you that this... this particular video was made by Pox, and the audio is by Rob Stangroom.
That's a great name.
It is. And I'm just going to... I want to read you some of the author comments on the upload, because this is one of... some of the most English stuff I've ever read.
All right, let's...
I was doing a student radio show with my buddies a few years ago, and I would go up to London every weekend to write, record, and edit stuff, and kip on the floor in Wandsworth.
Oh my God.
One Saturday morning, my friend Mark came up with a riff. Somebody wrote some words, and we recorded a version of the Jedi song the next day. It was supposed to be a crappy recruitment video. You think Jedi Knights do all this cool stuff all the time, then actually they just sing around going la 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 la.
Yeah.
And, it was just done, like, with his friend Rob.
Okay.
Like, to showcase Rob's talents and the band. I do like the background information here, where he says that, a few people have remarked on the lip sync, the way I did this was take a video of myself on a small digi camera, then import it into Flash and trace over it every couple of frames. He rotoscoped his own mouth.
Rotoscoped his mouth. Nice. Yeah. All right, yeah.
So, the animation itself is by a pretty well-known old-timey Newgrounds user called Pox, all capitals, P-O-X, who is known for stuff like the Pygmy Shrew and a bunch of all sorts of kinds of funny, cheerful animations and such. And this is like early Newgrounds, like 2000s to 2004.
Really going back.
Best known for, and this is one that I imagine we'll get to in future, Roger Moore's Requiem, which uses the actual recorded voice of Roger Moore. You know, James fucking Bond, Roger Moore.
Yes. Yeah, I think I remember that.
Yeah, we will cover that in detail in future, believe me. But who is this Pox person?
Who is he?
I don't know. I can tell you, because I looked it up, though, so I do know.
All right.
so it is actually a gentleman called Dan Chambers, who was, at the time, a jobbing freelance animator. In the mid-2000s, when this came out, he had done work for UNICEF, including making an animated Christmas card for them.
For UNICEF?
For UNICEF, because okay. Roger Moore was... When they'd met Roger Moore to do Roger Moore's Requiem project, Roger Moore had kept singing the praises of UNICEF, and so Dan Chambers wanted to do something for them.
Wow.
Which is quite sweet.
All right, okay.
Dan Chambers is a name that some animation buffs might recognize because he has been a jobbing animator for basically two decades now and has worked on so many animation things, especially within the UK media and children's media. He's a BAFTA award-winning 2D animator.
Okay.
and has worked on everything from government information films to Peppa Pig and Charlie and Lola.
All right, okay.
And still works today on all sorts of animation projects. Still does little goofy things, major stuff, and yeah, is like a proper does this for a living animator.
That's awesome.
It's really cool, yeah. And if you go to his site, which is danchambersanimation.com, you can see little paragraphs about all the different projects he's been involved with. Like, a government online security campaign called Cyber Streetwise, you know?
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, and it's just a lot of really neat stuff, and his showreel is just really cool. And he's still very much in business nowadays.
Well, that's good. I'm very glad.
Yeah, so if you're in the market for getting some pretty cool 2D animation and motion design, then you could do a lot worse than hiring Mr. Dan Chambers. On his website, the background animation is an apple and a pear falling down a flight of stairs. In case you forgot that he's definitely English.
Yeah,
apples and pears
downstairs. Oh, hey. Classic.
So I think we should finish up this little bit with some comments.
Okay.
So, can you read okay from there?
I can. All right, so we got...
Actually, let's save that one for last.
Oh, all right, okay.
Okay.
Oh, God.
let's go from bottom to top.
From this one to top.
Yeah.
All right, so we got Metal Dart, May 2006, said, loved it so much. I got the MP3. This animation is a classic and still in my favourites to this date. You have funny animation styles with funny Photoshop pictures, so that's good. Yeah.
That is good.
You get many points for sound because you made a very awesome song with perfect syncing. No violence. Really? Okay. Little interaction. But I found humour in the images. Excellent job. Grade A+. He graded it like it was a term paper.
Yes.
Okay.
Correct.
And gave it extra points because of no violence. Like...
It's not that. It's because... I think we covered this before. Back in the day, Newgrounds' rating system had you rate separately for things like violence and interactivity.
Oh, okay.
Remember?
No.
Okay, well, it did.
No, I don't.
Okay. Turd... Turd Twister 1
yes.
In May of 2005 gave it 3.5 stars and said, "That was so gay. I liked it, but it felt wrong." Afterwards, I beat myself in the arse with a shovel to punish myself. Now my arse hurts real bad. Bunny kill rules!
What?
I don't know.
What?
Maybe it's like tunnel what? Snakes?
Tunnel snakes rule, yeah. Bunny kill, what the fuck is that?
I do not
Bunny,
know.
What's Bunny? Did you search Bunny Kill?
No, I didn't, because I would like anybody, please, to email please in and tell us what Bunny Kill
is. Bunny Kill
rule
a thing?
Means. Yeah.
Is that, what is that?
I don't know.
Why would you...
Okay. Right, okay. We have one particularly negative comment.
Right, okay.
Which is by Lamo.
Okay, yeah. So Lamo. You only gave it 1 out of 5. Very sorry to add intellect.
It writes itself, doesn't it?
It really does. Intellect and might be insulted, but Jedi choose their learners at the same age if they show great connection to the Force, and even if a learner is a good one, they must be chosen by a knight before they turn 14, or it's off to the farms for them.
Yep.
That's not what happened to Anakin Skywalker.
Well, yes, and because of that, he brought imbalance to the Force and ended up ushering in a huge horrible war.
I'm sure they don't send small children off to, quote-unquote, the farms.
Yeah, that's...
I don't think that happens anywhere in the lore, expanded universe or otherwise.
Oh, farm.
Please
just...
correct me if I'm wrong, but...
Just a farm on a backwater planet full of wannabe Jedi who are too old...
Just let them all play with one lightsaber.
Aww.
Let them sort it out between themselves.
Yeah, it's Battle Royale.
Exactly. I just invented Star Wars Battle Royale.
Oh,
I'm going to
no.
go and trademark that when this is done.
And finally, Sonic Blade 128, which is the sequel to Sonic Blade 64.
Oh, right, yes, of course. No, that was the tech demo.
Oh, yeah, you're
right. The sequel was Sonic Blade Sunshine.
Sonic Blade gave it 4.5 out of 5 and said, "Dude, this is original, you say? It's a great piece, very reminiscent of Weird Al's The Saga Begins or the Star Wars gangster rap. Mm. Keep up the good work, dude." Mm. And I know what you're thinking. Star Wars gangster rap?
Yeah.
I've never heard of such a thing. Well, funny that.
Funny is that. That's what we call foreshadowing.
It is, because that's the next thing we're going to cover.
Wow.
Yeah.
What a coincidence.
Yeah, we're gonna watch the absolute cultural tour de force.
Yeah.
That was the Star Wars gangster rap. And we're going to watch the special edition just to treat ourselves.
What does thy bidding, my master?
It's a disaster, Skywalker, we're after.
What if he can be turned to the dark side?
Yes, he'd be a powerful ally, another dark Jedi.
He will join us or die. We got Death Star. 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 We got Death Star.
Luke, get your ass over here right now. Quit monkeying around with that damn land speeder. Where did them two droids I asked you to clean off my probation. I clean the toys, can I go to the Hashi station? I gotta lay away on the power of murder, but now you're treating me like a scruffy nerf murder.
Still exactly as I remember
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
It is 100% what comes to mind when you think Star Wars Gangster Rap. Yeah. You want to start off talking about the music itself?
I mean, it's the music itself. It is fairly basic, actually.
It is a really basic beat.
It's a very basic beat and a very basic tune that changes slightly throughout the animation.
Yeah, I mean, there are definite phases of it.
You actually kind of have
different suites.
Yeah, it's kind of like it's one continuous song, but there are different like styles.
Yeah.
So yeah, I guess like a suite, but that feels a bit highbrow for the Star Wars Gangster Rap.
Yeah, each character like raps in their own style, yeah. which is quite nice. The beat is like it's low key, but it's still Star Wars-y. You've got the John Williams strings going.
Yeah, uh-huh.
The mix is a bit iffy, but
the drums are too loud. Like the drums like are drowning out the lyrics, and it becomes most noticeable in when Luke comes in.
Yeah,
that's when you're like, I can't hear a lot of what he's saying. It's being drowned out by everything else.
Yeah, I mean, in terms of where this was in rap history, this would have been about 2004. So, like, the Dirty South crunk sound is just getting big.
Yeah.
Big enough to cross over to
this.
Yeah, the Star Wars nerd side of things, you know. Yeah. And so I think if this had been made in, say, 2006, I think it would have had a lot more, chorus yelling and so on. And maybe some like scuzzier sounds in the backbeat.
Yeah, maybe.
But I think it works, and again, I think it's catchy, you know?
Yeah,
I knew people who had this like on their MP3 player.
Probably a lot of people at one point had this on their MP3 player.
Yeah, like this is like one of the most downloaded songs on LimeWire and that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
You know, in that era.
In that era.
Yeah, the lyrics themselves, they're pretty fun, you know?
Yeah.
Like, there aren't really any jokes, it's just, hey, here's Star Wars. Like,
this is the Star Wars dialogue, but we've altered it slightly so it fits the meter of the song.
Yeah, I mean, like, I still really like "What is thy bidding, my master? It's a disaster, Skywalker. We're
after." That's actually pretty good.
Yeah, there's some properly good cadence in this. There are some fun jokes. I like that the "I'm your father" reveal
just over and over again.
Yeah, becomes the hook. I like that. That's cute.
Yeah, I mean, the flow could definitely be better, but it's fine.
Yeah, it's fine. It is a solid, okay rap song that is enhanced by being about Star Wars.
It's nerdcore.
It is absolutely nerdcore. I was wondering which of us would be the first to say that word, but it is definitely nerdcore.
I'd say even with regards to nerdcore standards, I'd still put this at like mid-high tier.
I mean, like, the first other Star Wars rap song that comes to mind is Fett's Vet by MC Chris.
That is so... For the longest time, I thought that was this.
Really?
Yes, I actually saw that one first.
Oh, okay.
And then I saw this one. And when you said Star Wars Gangster Rap, I thought that was going to be what we covered.
Oh, yeah.
But we will have to come to that. Maybe some of it.
We will. Don't worry. That's in the pipeline.
That is burned into my brain more than this one is.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Oh, see, like this went around the playground.
No, I know. I know about the popularity of this one.
Yeah, like just for context, Flashketeers, like on Newgrounds, this has almost 3 million views.
It's huge. It is massive.
It is colossal. And also, another thing which beautifully dates this is that since it's from 2004, in the era of LimeWire and Napster and that kind of stuff, in the author comments for the upload, it does say P.S. Star Wars Gangsta Rap is not by Weird Al. Look it up. It's that simple.
Every fucking parody song that ended up on LimeWire was by Weird Al.
It was by Weird Al, yeah.
It was all misattributed to Weird Al.
Yep, yep. To the point where I remember on his website there was, I don't know if it's still there, but there was a list of songs that said, Weird Al did not write these songs.
I remember very, very strongly, just because we're talking about LimeWire and things being misattributed to Weird Al, there was a parody of what was it? I think it was She Hates Me by Puddle of Mud. That was done
really
by someone that sounded a lot like Weird Al.
Ah.
But it wasn't him, and for the longest time I thought it was him until later on I discovered it was by
She Blocked Me.
Yes, that's the one.
Internet Love Song by Bob Ritchie.
That is the one.
She freaking blocked me.
Fuck, did they really say freaking? He really did say freaking.
Of course. You don't want to swear.
I'm sure there was a version where he said fucking.
Yeah, it's from Not a Christmas Album.
That's the one.
Okay. Well, tangents. Let's bring
that's
this.
It, yeah.
Just drag this all the way back.
Yeah.
So we talked about the song. It's fun. It's catchy.
Yeah.
If you, like me, were a sheltered teen, then this would have been... Like, this and, like, Linkin Park would have been your only exposure any kind of catchy rap songs.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's cool. Should we talk about the animation itself?
Let's talk about the actual ding-dang thing itself.
Yeah, because the animation quality is really high.
Yes.
It is really pretty. It's all hella tweened. But all
But
all the models they're using are really... They're really nice, they're really crisp.
They're quite detailed.
Yeah, some decent gradient work. Some really fun cinematography.
Yeah.
And the cinematography only gets more intense as the song goes on, I think. Those little picture-in-picture things. You get some nice cross-fading.
I mean, it makes sense as you kind of go along the original Star Wars trilogy, which became more and more ambitious as they went along.
I still really like the... I can't remember who it... See, Yoda's flow in particular really reminds me of one particular rapper, but I cannot remember his fucking name. But, like, just like that kind of, like, really low-key, sloppy kind of flow that Yoda has.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's good. It's fun.
Impressive, actually, like, being able to keep up a Yoda impersonation and rap at the same time. That's a pretty good skill.
Yeah.
A useless one, but pretty good to have.
Imagine if we had a revival with Baby Yoda.
Oof. I don't know. Disney would have words to say about that, I think.
Good. Yeah, just to date this episode, it is late 2019, and the world is gripped in the iron grasp of Baby Yoda fever.
Yeah.
Despite people in the UK not even being legally able to watch the series that Baby Yoda is from,
I've seen clips and screenshots.
Of course,
I've seen enough to know that Baby Yoda is adorable.
Baby Yoda is extremely good.
Yeah.
Baby Yoda, if you're listening, please write in flashinthepancast@gmail.com.
Please.
Or honestly, if anyone wants to write in character as Baby Yoda, then I will not stop you.
Wouldn't writing as Baby Yoda just equate to like a blank email, because babies don't know how to type. Surely.
You just got the biggest shit-eating grin on your face.
I'm sorry,
I'm just
thinking out loud.
It's cool.
I didn't know how to type when I was a baby. If I had sent an email, it would have just been a string of consonants and vowels, I'm sure.
You're right. If you're a baby, please write it.
Please.
Okay, so we've talked about the cartoon. It's cool. You can really see why it took off so much.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I think it's time to drill down into the delicious nougaty center of it.
Okay.
In the segment that we like to call Flash.
Yes. All right. Fuck the Star Wars gangster rap.
Yeah.
So it's uploaded by Newgrounds user Pyro Pimp.
Pyro Pimp. That's Pimp with a Y.
With a Y.
Pyro Pimp.
And it was put on Newgrounds June 2004. Yeah. So it did win Weekly User's Choice, the Review Crew pick, then the Daily Feature, of course.
And then the rest of the internet.
And then the rest of the internet. It has been viewed on Newgrounds over 2 million times.
Almost 3 million.
It's just, yeah, 2,919,458 times as of recording.
Yep. And at least 5 of those were me earlier today.
Yes. So, there is a link to something on their page called Bent TV Productions, but it is broke.
It's a mystery site.
So, the song, originally, it was created by a couple people, Jason Brannan and Chris Crawford, in 2000.
2000?
In 2000, before...
That's even older.
Yeah, so it's just before animator Thomas Lee discovered it and then created a Flash based on the song, which he then showed to Brannan and Crawford, and then they teamed up with Thomas Lee and formed Bent TV.
Ah, okay.
So the list of fucking accolades this video has is astonishing. Like, we're starting off possibly the biggest fucking accolade you could get back in 2001 for a Flash animation.
Oh yeah,
was being listed as best online comedy movie of 2001 by Time Magazine.
Holy fuck! Time Magazine.
Yes, it won Audience Choice Award at the inaugural official Star Wars Fan Film Awards in 2002.
Amazing.
It was broadcast on the Sci-Fi Channel and appeared on the VH1 special When Star Wars Ruled the World in 2004. So they later went on to create an improved version, which is this version.
Which is the one that we watched today.
Available online.
Yep.
And it was then again debuted at the 2004 official Star Wars Fan Film Awards. It's funny that we were talking about Weird Al, because animator Thomas Lee went on to animate the video for Weird Al's song, I'll Sue Ya.
Which is his style parody of Rage Against the Machine.
It is indeed.
Yeah.
And this has all culminated, and I don't know if you know about this, it's culminated in an official sequel, Star Wars Gangster Rap Chronicles.
Yep.
That was released 10 years ago, nearly exactly, in November 2009.
Yep, that is also in the pipeline for a future episode.
So, just as an addendum, because I couldn't find a massive amount about Jason Brannan, but a Google search of Chris Crawford shows someone with the exact same name designed Excalibur for Atari 8-bit, and I just really hope it was the same guy who programmed the drums for the song. I just really hope it was the same guy. Because that would be incredible.
Chris Crawford, if you're listening, either please. Chris Crawford, please email in.
Any of you. Any of the three of you.
If your name's Chris Crawford and your friend gives you this episode to listen to, this is why. Hi, Chris.
Hi, Chris.
We've been observing you for a long time and we're very fond of the things you've been making.
Yeah, so...
That's neat.
It's gotten around.
Oh, yeah.
To say the least, like... It was on VH1 when that was relevant. Time Magazine talked about it.
I know.
And then Weird Al was like, hey, I want to work with you.
Yeah.
And that's really cool.
That's really cool. Yeah. Cool. So let's finish off with some comments.
There were some fucking incredible comments on this thing.
Let's find them. Okay.
All right.
Should I start off? Or do you want to?
Yes.
Okay. On October 9th of 2010, Ega Poju said, gave it 1.5 stars and said, LOL!
There are about 30.
With 30 exclamation marks.
Exclamation points, yeah.
Star Wars is good movie, so why you made stupid rap for Star Wars?
Stupid rap for Star So then we got.
That's it. Okay.
Then we got Blitzkrieg. June 2005, I think Blitzkrieg may have gotten a little lost. He said, nice. Pretty good game, but in attack mode, the lightsaber is a little too sensitive. Too bad you didn't put any actual Star Wars characters in. Is then the Star Wars war feeling would have been stronger? 2 stars. I think.
That is a comment that was meant to go somewhere else.
Yep. Yes, it was. It's just very amusing to see it.
Okay. Sith-Lord 1336. Oh, yeah. Not quite Sith Lord Leet.
Not quite. Mm. Missed out by like one number.
In July of 2005 said, so cool. So cool. 2.5 stars.
Evil Sergeant, September 1st, 2006, said, well, it's pretty good rap type thing, but it's not overly enjoyable. Sorry, man, but this only gets a 3 out of 5, and then proceeds to give it
2.5 out of 5. Batista, 333, in 2007, said, great, with an 8.
Yeah.
Best one, 2 stars. How do you find all of these people?
And then finally... we have a really nice positive comment from Team Brocco in November 5th, 2019.
That's less than a month ago.
It is. Wow. He said, what can I say? Back when the net was in its prime, this was something I caught myself coming back to more than I should have. It was genuinely good. Loved this as a kid, and I still love it to this day. The beat is sick, and the lyrics are good. It's timeless. This made history for many reasons, proving there are no limits to creativity on the web. 10 out of 10.
See, that's really sweet.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know if I would say that Take Star Wars, Add Rap is the most creative thing.
No.
But they took it to its logical conclusion, and I think they really followed through.
When you look at this in conjunction with mentions by fucking Time magazine,
yeah,
and being on national television, like, twice, and also probably viewed by George Lucas, who, like... probably chuckled
fuck,
at it.
Fuck, you're
bit.
Right. There's no way,
there's
George,
no way
Lucas
George Lucas
didn't see this.
See this. Yeah. Like, I'd say that. So, it may not be the pinnacle of creativity, but this was a. Like.
This was a phenomenon.
This was something where someone went, what if we did rap for Star Wars and
this is
what
this you
get. The logical conclusion.
Nice. And the fucked up thing is that, like, the cast of the modern Star Wars films. Who are, like, our age. Like, there's no way that, like, Boyega didn't see this.
They've all seen... John Boyega's definitely seen this.
Yeah.
John
fucking Daisy Ridley, like, probably knows it by heart. That probably. Kind of thing. Oh, that's a weird feeling, though.
It's funny, like... So, when you look for, like, Star Wars parody songs online...
Yeah.
You get this, and then the bad lip reading.
Oh, yes.
With the Yoda song... Seagulls
stop
poking
it now.
My head.
Yep.
Not fun. Like that. It's this and then that, right underneath it.
Oh.
This still is on top after like 19 years.
19 years. Yeah.
Christ.
So we're going to be finishing off with something that is very near and dear to my heart.
Okay.
So so far we've had a general Jedi thing.
Yeah.
And we've had the original trilogy.
Yeah.
But back in the early 2000s, there was a little thing called the prequels.
Unfortunately, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I, as a youngin in the early 2000s, I was into Star Wars. I was very into Star Wars. I even read some of the books about like young Obi-Wan and
yeah.
that kind of stuff. And so I was into it. And you know what? Even though I was a fairly cynical child, I was still into the prequels to an extent. You know, I like the lightsaber battles. I like the spaceship chases.
Those are all the best parts. Like, if you took everything else out, it would be great.
Yeah.
Like, Phantom Menace is kind of a train wreck, but that fight between Darth Maul and Obi-Wan and Qui-Gon Jinn, though...
It's so good.
Pretty fucking good.
Yeah. But we're not going to be talking about Darth Maul. We're going to be talking about the difficult second prequel film, Attack of the Clones. Specifically, we're going to be looking at the confusingly titled Stickman animation, Stick Wars Episode 1, which in fact is a parody of Episode 2.
Episode 2,
yeah.
Okay, right.
So here we go with Stick Wars Episode 1.
Oh, Anakin.
Oh, pardon me.
Oh, Anakin.
Oh, pardon me.
Oh, Anakin.
I hate sand. It's so... sandy. But you... you're not sandy. And that is why I love you. Oh, Obi-Wan's in danger.
How do you know?
I heard the ominous music.
Ah.
That was Rob Van Blaker.
That was definitely Rob Van Blaker, yeah. Okay. As you can see in pretty much every single one of the credits.
I was just making sure.
Yeah. No, he was also the voice of every character.
Yeah.
Yep. So, had you seen this?
I'm going to say maybe.
Okay.
Unsure. Probably.
It is from 2002.
Maybe I might have seen it like one time. Maybe. Yeah. Like a few years after it came out.
Fair enough.
But,
So I fucking love it. I still love it. I like this was one of the first Stickman movies that was for me at least that was more than just shooting and punching.
Yeah, no, there's like actual comedy and parody in there.
There's actual parody, there's actual comedy. We actually laughed.
Yes,
we did. I still like the scene with Anakin and Padme is still one of the best scenes.
So Sandy,
yeah,
but you're
not Sandy, and that is why I love you. And then the beautiful sweeping pan silhouetted by the sunset as the music swells is just perfection. Whoa, perfection. I even wrote down in big letters, perfect romance.
Yep.
Yeah, it's an extremely condensed episode 2.
Yeah.
Basically keeping the good bits, although we don't get any of Obi-Wan's dalliances with what are they called? The Kamonians? The weird like long-necked alien people.
Oh god, the people working in the clone factory.
Yeah, who make the clones. And so we don't get the Jango Fett battle.
They make all the Jangos.
They make all the Jangos.
The J crew.
The J crew, yeah.
the mini Jango.
Except in this, his name is Mango Fett.
I thought the reason I laughed so hard was because I thought he said Mingo. And that just tickled me.
No, it was definitely Mango. Mango Fett.
Mango Fett.
We're told in the opening crawl that the characters' names are, you know, Padme Flamidala.
Yeah.
They're on the planet Poroson.
Instead of Coruscant.
It's like, yeah, it's like really sub Mad Magazine parody in terms of the names. We start off with a fart joke because, of course, we do. But then it's like a fake out fart joke because, like, the joke isn't that he farted, though it's definitely that he farted.
That's part of the joke.
But it's also that that Obi-Wan isn't interested in Anakin's farts. He's interested in the fact that they're going to be ambushed, oh no.
By Mingo Fett?
No, by Jar Jar Binks.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, who Anakin brutally murders because, of course, it's 2002 on the internet.
2002, everyone hates Jar Jar Binks.
Yeah, like, you got to murder Jar Jar Binks at every opportunity.
Even though, like, I don't think Anakin actually had any ill will towards Jar Jar at all. If anyone's going to have any ill will towards him, it would be Obi-Wan.
Well, it's like in the classic Buddhist proverb: if you meet the Jar Jar Binks on the road, you must kill him.
I see. Okay, I wasn't aware of that one. I'll have to update my understanding of Buddhism.
Oh, it's in there.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm sure it is. I'll take your word for it. I won't actually do any research.
Yeah,
I'll just
in the words of the great Bodhisattva Dexter Jetser, who studied under the teacher Kit Fisto.
Oh, yes, of course.
I have to mention Kit Fisto, by the way, because my friend and yours, Sam, said, hey, you're doing the Star Wars episode. Please talk about Kit Fisto.
Kit Fisto.
I don't know anything about Kit Fisto apart from the fact that his name's really funny.
There's that, and also there was, for a really brief time, a band by the same name. They made some pretty good music. Don't know if they're still together or not, but
okay,
it was good shit.
If you were a member of Kit Fisto, or if you are Kit Fisto, please write in and tell us about it. flashonthepancast@gmail.com. So it's a extremely a stick animation.
Yeah.
The walk cycles are bad.
Yeah.
Terrible. The choreography is cute, but also it's hard to tell some things that are going on.
There's a bit where Anakin appears to float down the corridor as if gravity has been turned off for him.
Yes. Also, since it's a Sigma Man thing, the only way to differentiate characters is by what colour they are.
Yes.
And also that the girl one has hair.
Yeah.
As you know, they all have hair.
They all have hair.
But like she's also got eyelashes.
I like that Yoda was just Yoda. Yeah. And not a stick. He's just Yoda. Also,
Yoda's just Yoda.
I think General Grievous was there, but it looked like...
Was he?
It looked like he might have been.
No, I think that was Mango Fett.
I just thought it was... I just thought it was...
General Grievous, this time, yeah. With skin.
Oh. No, because like, I know General Grievous happens around that part of the film, so...
He actually happens, I believe, between episodes 2 and 3.
No, I'm pretty sure he turns up in episode 2.
Does he?
Or is it 3?
He turns up in 3, but he's also in the Clone Wars TV series.
That's right.
That Jenji Tartakovsky did.
Yeah.
Which was really, really cool.
It was really good.
It was really good.
Really good, yeah. No, you're right. No, yeah, it was episode 3. Okay. Yeah. Sorry, like...
It's okay, I forgive you.
Most of episode 2 and the beginning of episode 3...
It's just a blur.
...blends in together for me.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. Other stuff that was notable. We do get a couple of proper George Lucas diagonal wipes.
Oh yeah.
That's just so pleasing.
George Lucas loves his wipe transitions,
mm-hmm.
which irritate me to no end because anyway. It's just a personal hang-up of mine.
I've always liked it because it feels like you're turning the page in a big book called Cinema.
That's a fucking quote you can put on the back of the fucking box right there, isn't it?
and again at the beginning you've got the incredibly long opening crawl.
Yes.
Which even has a button in the top left to skip the opening crawl, which is cute.
That's nice.
And in which it mentions, and I wrote this down, how Praven sucks. I do not know who Praven was.
I'm going to guess it was a forum mod or something.
I'm guessing that Praven was a rival stick animator.
All that.
Because this was this was originally posted on sticksuicide.com.
Yeah.
And sticksuicide.com and stickdeath.com were in some kind of feud for a while.
Yeah, I remember.
So
that.
Maybe it has something to do with that. I don't know. I was like barely 12. So I do not remember any of the internal politicking.
I just remember the two websites fucking hated each other.
Yeah. Listener, if you were a veteran of the Stick Suicide versus Stick Death wars, and you don't mind bringing up those old wounds, then please let us know. So Praven is mentioned, and so that's why the plot happens. I don't know.
Yeah, the forums are in turmoil.
The forums are in turmoil?
In the opening crawl. I wish more opening crawl said that.
Yeah.
God, that would have you happening.
It's just Stick Wars and, like, I, Claudius, that begin with the forums are in turmoil.
Oh, God.
Disclaimer, I have not read or seen I, Claudius.
Oh, God.
Oh, dear.
imagine if someone actually made a movie about fucking old forums and shit.
I would be in my seat day one.
Yeah, same.
I would try and be an extra in that film. That sounds amazing.
Let me in!
I mean, there's no way it could be worse than, like, Black Hat. Which just wasn't very good.
No.
Other stuff. So in terms of style, obviously you've got the stick people,
yeah.
Which are serviceable. They're fine.
Yeah.
I do like that there's like a surprising amount of work goes into the environments. It's all very low-key, but at the same time you've got nice gradients, nice shapes of things.
Yeah.
Everything basically looks like how it should.
Basically, yeah.
You know? And there are lots of little gags. I like that it starts in a bar called Woody's.
Yeah, like that... Like at the beginning of this, I was like, "All right, the production quality in this is pretty good. Like the opening crawl is fairly faithful."
Yeah.
And then it pans down to the bar, and I was like, okay. Yep. Never mind. No, yeah, this is a stick. This is a stick figure animation for sure.
Yep, for sure. And the Colosseum with all the it's
yeah,
cute.
That looks about how you would. That looks like the stick person approximation of that scene. Yeah.
Yeah. And you also get one of the other very very good gag. That isn't the one about loving hating sand.
Yeah.
Which is, can you withstand a battle droid?
And then the battle droid proceeds to
murder every murder Jedi who isn't a main character.
Yes.
Yep.
It's a shame we didn't get to see
Stick Mace Windu.
Chopping off Stick Jango Fett's. What a fucking stupid way to die, by the way. Like, they build Jango and Boba Fett up both so much, and Jango both... Fett is just.
I mean, Jango Fett does get a cool fight scene with Obi-Wan.
He does. But shortly after, just has his head cut clean off with, like, nearly no fanfare at all.
No.
And Boba Fett just fucking falls in the Sarlacc.
He just falls in the big mouth.
Look at me and my big stupid ass falling into the Sarlacc pit, Boba Fett said, as he falls into the Sarlacc pit.
Is this Vor, Boba Fett said?
I mean, in the extended universe, I believe. He manages to climb out, but the extended universe is non-canon now.
Shrug.
So, Boba Fett dies.
Boba Fett got et.
They're really cool, the kind of in sort of mysterious characters that you want to know more about, and they both die in the fucking stupidest way. Sorry, this is my personal Star Wars.
No, it's okay. You're allowed to have these opinions.
Yeah.
Are you going to watch The Mandalorian?
I would love to watch The Mandalorian.
Okay.
Because I both of the Fett
you need,
bounty
you need
hunter
your,
characters.
Your Fett fix.
I fucking had the Star Wars Bounty Hunter game for GameCube, which I played a lot of. More than I'm willing to admit, but I played
all of. I know about it is that it reviewed poorly.
It wasn't a great game, but I liked it because I got to be Jango Fett for a bit.
That's cool.
Yeah.
And the one thing we forgot to mention, which is, well, a couple of things. First of all, the fart from Chekhov's fart eventually does pay off.
Yeah.
Well, no, it's not Chekhov's fart, it's Rule of Three's fart.
Yes.
It's a tricolon crescendo of fart, in that finally the fart does have an impact and it causes Yoda, startled, to knock Padme off the ship.
If you have tricolon crescendo, you should see a doctor immediately.
Speaking of Padme, halfway through the entire thing stops to tell us that Natalie Portman died in a makeup accident, and so the role of Padme Flamidala is going to be played by a guy called Kevin
with
long hair. But then, like, nothing happens with
nothing
that.
Changes.
No,
that is like if it's just kind of is pointless.
A bit, yeah.
It's like a pointless joke for. I don't. What's that in service of?
Yeah, I can imagine thinking like then it cuts to like Anakin and Padme and it's like, oh Padme, oh Anakin, you know, like that's the obvious gag.
Like, oh, I've got a really deep voice now, but yeah. Night doesn't. They don't do that.
I got a duty to my people of Naboo. You know.
Yes. See that. That's pretty good. But, like, it's not like...
It doesn't go anywhere.
It's not like the voice actor changes. Nope. It's not like they had a girl for a bit and then they had to just get Rob to do the voice. Like,
it's always Rob.
He just does the voice throughout. So it just stops the movie in the middle. And if you're not paying attention, you have to click the button to resume the movie.
Yep.
It's a fucking mandatory fucking pause.
Yeah.
In the middle of the movie for no... reason
for a gag that doesn't really pay off. Kind of weak. But what wasn't weak was so. It's been a little while since we mentioned it, but you know what cultural thing was really big in the early 2000s?
Ooh.
The Matrix.
It was the Matrix.
It's the Matrix.
The
and
Matrix.
So you're damn right they do a Matrix scene. You're damn right Obi-Wan and Anakin do the fucking lobby scene.
Yes, they do. Which is the bit where Anakin appears to float down the hall.
Exactly. Yes. Yeah. And then it finishes by Count Dooku saying, "Look behind you. What's that? Oh no, it's..." And then it's just the end.
Now am I getting my my Star Wars really, really mixed up. Or does not Count Dooku get killed in the beginning of Episode 2?
Episode 3.
They both blend together really badly.
The end of Episode 2, Count Dooku and Yoda have a big battle.
That's right. Yeah.
And Yoda does all these cool, like, flips and bouncing...
Cool.
Okay, look.
Very cool flips.
At the time, cutting-edge CGI.
Oh, yeah. No, like...
In hindsight, not good.
I remember, at the time, overhearing a conversation that someone was having about the fight between Dooku and Yoda... And he's saying he fucking pissed himself laughing.
Oh, yeah.
Because it was the little green goblin just jumping around doing all these flips and shit. And it's like...
Yeah, he's like...
Yeah, no, that's hilarious.
Yeah, he's like baby Goku.
No, that's Gohan.
Okay. but yeah, and it's fun. Like, you would not expect a parody Flash Stickman cartoon... from 2002
to actually genuinely to kind of hold up laugh,
yeah. yeah to genuinely make you laugh like to not punch down with any of its comedy
no not really
which is
yeah.
nice
yeah.
like it's got farts but you know it's that's a, like that's a, like breathing to an early 2000s animator
early 2000s, yeah,
yeah. But like it's actually funny and I still remember the Anakin and Padme love scene from that because it is still one of the funniest
it
things
sums up the really awkward, like, relationship that they have in that movie.
Oh, yeah.
Really well.
Yeah, because for anyone who somehow hasn't seen it, then well done for getting this far, by the way. But, like, the actual romance is abysmally written.
It's so stilted.
Yes. I mean, maybe it's on purpose in some kind of great Thanatos gambit.
Lest we forget the scene where he fucking... cuts a pear with a knife and fork.
And then floats it over to her with the Force.
Why? Why would... Oh, God, that scene haunts me.
Why?
It just... everything about it is wrong.
They did surgery on a grape. He used the Force on a pear. Anyway, let's
can't wait to Padme going, whoa, that's fucked up.
So we don't have any Flash this time because it's Rob Denblaker.
It's
the guy from Joe Zombie. It's the guy from Cyanide and Happiness. He's still doing his thing. Cyanide and Happiness is still a thing. They recently had a Kickstarter for a pretty fun looking card game.
Oh yeah,
it's Rob Denblaker. He's still doing stuff. It's still him. Cool.
It's still him.
Yep.
Cool. Thanks, Rob.
Thob. Perfect timing, by the way. So let us finish with our last batch of comments. And look who it is.
Oh my goodness me. It's Ericho.
Hi, Ericho.
June 9th, 2015. He just went ham in 2015. He's like, I'm going to review everything.
Oh, yeah.
And then just reviewed everything.
I mean, like, I didn't mention, but there is an Ericho entry on both the Jedi song and the gangster rap.
All right. I mean, that's Gantz. Ericho, June 9th, 2015, he said, this was good, but I didn't find it great. I thought it was a little too long. Why was this called Episode 1? Yeah, no, that is a bit confusing.
Yeah.
This obviously wasn't a parody of The Phantom Menace. It was a little slow-moving. Maybe you did that as a way of mocking the actual movie? Yeah. Jar Jar Binks hasn't looked worse. He's never looked good, though.
Yeah.
Not really. Anyway, I thought the voices were quite well done. I couldn't tell when a guy named Kevin replaced her. Oh, Ericho. Stick figures don't have much of a gender anyway. No, they're sticks.
Well, that's what Ericho's saying.
Oh, I see.
Ericho said trans stick rights.
Cool. All right. I love the music at the end. I guess you never got around to a... Spider-Man parody.
Oh yeah, Rob Denblaker mentions that he's thinking about doing a Spider-Man parody.
Does he ever? He never did one.
No.
Oh, that's disappointing.
It is.
We should. There's been like a Spider-Man parody on Newgrounds, right? We should cover that.
There have been
point.
So many Spider-Man.
We should get to that at some point.
Right. GD on legs.
Okay.
In 2002, gave it 5 out of 5 and said, amazing. This is the best thing ever! I haven't laughed so much since actually watching episode 2! Obi-Wan's in trouble. How do you know? I heard the imminent music. Ha 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 ha! Make more!
Wow, okay. Crack the whip, why don't you fuck? Jesus. okay. Moon mounts.
Moon mounts?
That's just a pleasing thing to say.
Moon mounts!
August 27th, 2008. Oh dear, he didn't like it. No stars out of five.
No stars!
It was funny. It was so funny, but you left me hanging. And it was so funny, now I'm going to...
Yep, just keep reading.
Now I'm going to suicide because you didn't finish it. This is his mom. Why didn't you finish it? Now my son's, spelt wrong, spelt like the sun in the sky, dead. Him crying so badly. I'm going to finish it for him, though. But thanks a lot. Wah! Ah! And you get no stars because of it. Wow.
That comment is a journey. Also, that's from 2008.
Jesus Christ.
That's 6 years afterwards.
Yeah.
Moon Mount was so upset that they faked their own death. And posed as their own mother. and finally, ASCII567
yes.
In 2012.
Okay.
Gave it 5 out of 5 and simply said, how can a battle droid kill all those Jedi?
5 out of 5, though.
5 out of 5.
Well, it's very simple. You see, he points his gun.
That's all we have time for. This episode. Ah, yes. This has been fun.
Yeah.
The Star Wars-ness has been a long time coming. This will not be the last Star Wars stuff we do. Not by a long shot. We currently do not have time to read your emails, but we're going to ask for some emails. Do you know what we're going to ask for? We're going to ask for you to write in to suggest what we should cover for our Christmas Flash episode.
Oh, it's that time of year again.
It's the most flashiest time of the year.
Actually, no, because they're disabling Flash this month.
No, that's next year.
Or is that next year? Oh, yeah, so it is.
Mm-hmm.
Well.
So we've still got another 12 months, baby.
All right, yeah. And then after that, we'll be installing the new grounds player.
Hooray!
Yay.
Anyway, you should write into flashinthepancast@gmail.com and suggest what we should cover for our second holiday spectacular.
Doesn't
have to be Christmas. If are there Hanukkah flashes? I don't know. You might tell us about them.
Is there a Thanksgiving one? Probably.
Probably, but that was last month.
That's fine.
Okay, cool.
They're basically like one big Christmas, right?
Basically, yes. Yeah. So you should email in. And of course, email in with any other comments or declarations of love or hate mail. Haven't had some good hate mail in a while.
We haven't had any at all.
Not that you've seen.
No. I'm sure, no, if we'd had some, you would have showed it to me.
Oh, no, don't
worry,
I would have shown you, yeah.
Okay, yeah.
But yeah, you should send any of that to flashinthepancast@gmail.com. Alex!
Yes?
You are on the internet.
I am.
Where are you on the internet?
On the internet, I'm on twitter.com/DEX01.
DEX01?
That's correct.
DEX01?
That's correct.
Huh.
I tweet there sometimes, not as much as I used to, because being alive is exhausting and I'm tired.
Hey!
And also, I have music at alexvalentine.bandcamp.com, and you can also find me on Spotify. If you search for Alexandra Valentine, you'll find everything.
Hooray!
All of it, everything. I'm maybe going to be going into a real studio soon, possibly.
I'm happy for you.
That might happen.
Okay, you can find me on Twitter as well at Gertrude Perkins. That's Gertrude PRKNS. You can find the show's Twitter at FlashIDPancast or FlashItPancast. And the website, as we mentioned at the top of the show, is flashinthepancast.com. And finally, after 30 odd episodes, I realise that it would be remiss if we did not thank our gracious host, Alicia Goranson, who has been hosting our podcast
for the
longest time. She is lovely. She is an amazing creative person. And you should check out her new game, Tegu. That's T-E-G-U, at tegu-game.com.
Nice.
Yeah. So thank you to Alicia, thank you to Alex, thank you to me, thank you to all you Flashketeers for listening, and until next time, I've been Tom.
I've been Alex.
And...
Oh, Anakin.
Oh, Padme.
Oh, Anakin.
Oh, Padme. I hate Sam. Have a great flash!